We are smack in the middle of the Christmas season, a time for good news. But before I give you the good news, we have to face two facts. First, if you're reading this post, that is because you are alive. Second, if you're reading this post, eventually you're going to have to face death. And we don't like to think about it, but one of the most important questions we should ask ourselves is, what happens after we die? Studies show that most people believe in life after death, and that most of them believe in some sort of heaven and hell. Studies also show that people believe that there's more than one way to make it to heaven. And that's probably because most religions teach that good people go to heaven. They all have a different approach to the question of the afterlife, but they all agree that entering into heaven depends on how good or bad a person you were during your lifetime. So, if entering into heaven is about being a good person, the question is, are you good enough? And this is where Christianity departs from all the major religions of the world. In Christianity, the only measurement we find to the question of how good a person must be is that you must be perfect. And being that no one is perfect, that means that no one is good enough to make it into heaven. But the good news is that Christianity also teaches that anyone who accepts Jesus as their Savior can make it into heaven. At first glance, this may seem unfair, but in a world full of imperfect people, everyone has an equal chance of making it into heaven, no matter their upbringing, race, education level, social status, or how good or bad they were. It's because of God's grace that we're all given the opportunity to enter into heaven. On the night that Jesus was born, the angel of the Lord appeared to a group of terrified shepherds who were most likely thinking that they were going to die that night. And the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Messiah. He is the Lord." Good news, you are alive. And the even better news is that God sent His Son into the world so that when your number is called, you can face death with the certainty that you will make it into heaven. Not because of who you are or what you've done, but rather because of who Jesus is and what He has done.